Patriot Bioenergy, based in Pikeville, Kentucky, has developed a special strain of sugar beets called energy beets that can be used to derive ethanol. Roger Ford of Patriot Energy explains why beets are a better biomass than corn.
Corn is kind of what we refer to as a first-generation feedstock. It requires more energy to process corn into ethanol than it would a sugar beet because you have to derive the sugars from the starches in the corn. With our energy beets, you do not have to do that because the sugars are ready to go, and they are a high yield sugar crop, meaning we can get more yield per acre. We get around an average of 1,000 gallons of ethanol an acre. So that enables us to grow it on a smaller footprint and produce more in a local area.
Higher yields and cheaper production should mean lower prices for consumers. And Ford says that most of the fuel produced in Kentucky will stay in Kentucky to benefit the consumers and the local economy. But one of the main criticisms of biofuels is a loss in gas mileage. Ford says that loss is negligible considering the cost of ethanol.
There is some loss in mileage. But it would be negligible. If you look at the cost comparison between the price of gasoline at the pump and the price of E85 at the pump, the E85 would be a cheaper fuel.
So mileage-wise, it really doesn't make that much of a difference?
No, not from the research that we've looked at it. There is some difference, but not enough to really impact the decision.
Most cars on the road today are capable of running on a fuel blend up to 10% ethanol. Many pumps already contain a blend of gas and can sell up to 5% ethanol without reporting it to consumers. Not only is ethanol cheaper, but the pulp left over after fuel is extracted from the beets can be used to feed livestock. This means that the land being used to grow the energy beets is in turn being used to grow food. Patriot Bioenergy is currently looking to build plants in Whitley, Pike, and Adair County and is having preliminary talks about a site in Lewis County. Just how much fuel are those plants projected to produce?
The plants that we're looking at building are each 4 million gallons a year, which would not be a large facility, but our overall plan is to build multiples of these until we're producing up to 48 million gallons a year, and that's a pretty substantial amount of fuel.
The fuel plants should begin construction by this time next year. I did speak with a representative at Anderson Marathon Ethanol Refineries, who declined to comment on whether beets are a better biomass than corn. And since the conclusion of our interview, the energy beet strain has been deregulated by the USDA, which will allow for more efficient research and expansion for Patriot Bioenergy. For WNKU, I'm Sarah Nickum.